In today's episode, Tammy asks for suggestions for combating the traffic loss for many pages in the wake of the August search algorithm. For those who don't read search news frequently, Google's core algorithm changed in August to, in some cases, heavily penalize sites that fall under the Your Money, Your Life guidelines. These are sites that are medical, are pharmaceutical, are psychological, require extensive user data, financial, things like that. Everything from medical device manufacturers to online lenders. We saw a large traffic decrease in August about these. And Tammy's question is, how do sites that are valid, authoritative sites, how do they recover from this algorithm? According to Search Engine Land, it seemed that on-site content had much more to do than the link graph for pages that did lose ground. So there's a couple things that you can do. Number one, you need to do a technical on-site audit. And this is looking at things like structured data, markup, all the things that you can do on-site to improve a page's overall technical quality, making sure that it is tagged appropriately, that you've got all the requisite parts like Google Tag Manager and Search Console hooked up, and the domain is verified, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the basics that you absolutely must do. In your structured data, one of the important things to do is to make sure that you're using stuff like schema.org that allows you to create citations and note individuals that are mentioned on your pages and then their qualifications. Schema.org has a whole list of the types of markup that you can use that denote quality and tell the search engines from a data perspective what a page is about. So that's a really important thing to do, and it's easy to do. It's just a lot of, you know, marking up HTML. It's not super difficult. The same is true for things like JSON-LD. From a more conceptual perspective, we bring up this graph here. This is the RF's search traffic share by pages for. I picked a medical device term. I picked glucose monitoring. What we notice here in these search results for the first 9 results or so is that these are all very, for the most part, descriptive results. So if we look here carefully, the first one is NIH telling you what continuous glucose monitoring is. Then there's a definition. What is it? There is a colorimeter device. There is another device in position 4. There's another device in position 5. Back to what it is or how it works on position 6. We see another device on number 7. More about how to on 8. So what you're seeing is there's a lot of what is this thing? How does it work? It is, in many cases, the content that's ranking well is the stuff that is like why, what, how. Why is this thing important? What is it? How does it work? And this reflects Google's focus on intent. What is the searcher's intent? Is it just the device itself, or is it to learn more about the device? One thing that pharma has had to contend with for years in search is restrictions on advertising about what they can and can't say in their ads. They can't advertise the drug itself in many cases. So what pharma companies have had to do is focus on the disease state. What is the problem that that their drug solves? Is it diabetes? Is it cancer? And so on and so forth. And this strategy has, fortunately for them, aligned well with the way Google's strategy for what it considers authoritative content is, which is focusing a lot on the meta terms around whatever it is that you're selling. What are the problems that your product or service solves? And then your page content focuses on that, because logically, if you are asking a question about a glucose monitor, you're probably also asking questions about things like diabetes. So having content on the page that talks about the disease state itself and then the ways that you use your device to solve that problem provides some of that authority. The other thing that we know for sure, expertise. Google is sharing data among its properties. So things like having people on your staff who are presumably experts, being able to verify their expertise in other places like Google Scholar, for example. So if your staff is being published and publications. Make sure that you're using matching names, that their biographies on places like ResearchGate and Archive and such link back to your website, to their biography pages and things like that, as your subject matter experts. All of these things that you can do to indicate that these experts do work for you and are creating content on your site as well as third-party research, authoritative research sites. Finally, trustworthiness. Again, back to the basics. If your site's not running HTTPS, that's a huge miss. Make sure that every single page of your site is secured with an SSL certificate. Make sure that your forms have security on them. Make sure that they use, as appropriate, things like CAPTCHAs and such to reinforce the perception of trustworthiness for your site, that your site is trustworthiness. The Google Webmaster Search Quality Guidelines call this EAT, expertise, authority, trustworthiness. Expertise are the people. And your ability to demonstrate that your expertise. Authority is the content, so everything that we've talked about so far. And then the trustworthiness. Are you, do you have all the technical things in place that demonstrate that your site can be trusted with highly sensitive data? Because even someone just filling out a contact form with just their email address, by definition, your site is a site that deals with protected health information. Which is, you know, the one of the strictest categories for any kind of data, and so you have to show in as many technical ways as possible that you are trustworthy with that data. So, for example, your privacy policy should be bulletproof, and it should be marked up and machine readable as well as human readable. You should have all of the appropriate designs to make something mobile responsive, but also be running the software that confirms acceptance for things like cookies, etc. You should be having things like even stuff like GDPR compliance notices and stuff, making sure that, again, everything you can do to demonstrate this is a trustworthy site, that if you put your personal protected health information into the site, it will be safe. And so that's sort of the framework you should approach. Use Google's EAT guidelines to decide what to do to from people, content, and technology that will reinforce in the algorithm's perspective that you are trustworthy. But I would focus very heavily on that disease state stuff, on the problem and solutions, showing your authority with your content. As always, if you have comments, please leave them in the comments field, wherever it is that you're watching this video, and please subscribe to the newsletter and the YouTube channel. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.